Hello and welcome to a very special episode of the Good Glow podcast. This season, I've teamed up with ReproMed, Ireland's leading fertility clinics. Having been through the process of IVF myself, I understand how daunting and difficult a fertility journey can be. With clinics in Dundrum, Dublin and Rahoon in Galway, their world-class team offer the expertise, empathy and compassionate care needed to help and support you. Dr. Hans and his team have high levels of success due to their expertise and experience, with 120 years combined fertility experience and passion to help their patients grow their family. You can visit ReproMed.ie, which is packed full of information on IVF, egg donation, fertility preservation, and so much more. So this is a bit of a different format to the podcast this week, because I wanted to give you all a little bit of a surrogacy update, but that's quite hard for me to do by myself or on Instagram. So I thought my safe place here on the Good Glow podcast would be the perfect time to just chat to my husband this week of 8 years. 8 years married this week, Jamie. Thanks for finally coming back to the Good Glow. How are you?
It's an honor. It's my third time. I feel blessed. I'm good. I'm excited. We've got a busy 8 weeks ahead, but like, I'm really excited for what's about to happen, and nervous and anxious and all that sort of stuff. So yeah, it's good.
Did you ever think that when I, you know, started doing IVF all the way back then, that we would ever be on a surrogacy journey? Because it certainly wasn't in my mind.
No, I think when we started that whole thing, it was like, obviously we had a month's window before you started chemo. So we're like, right, we should definitely just in case, just freeze some eggs. Or we didn't even know what that meant. We were just like, mm-hmm. We better go and do this just to be certain. I never actually thought that we would use them or anything like that. I thought what would happen was that you'd get through the chemo and life would return to a new normal, and then we would go and try for a baby again. But, you know, we obviously elected a different route, which, you know, has been crazy but amazing, and you know, we're nearly there. So it's, geez, that's, what's that, 5-6 years ago now that started. So it's just, it's been mad.
I said to somebody yesterday that we're going in 8 weeks, and they said, oh, to visit your surrogate mother. And I said, no, like, to get the baby. And she just couldn't believe how fast the time has gone, and I feel the same way. I think when you're not pregnant yourself, the weeks just go past so quickly, and I'm so lucky that I got to experience pregnancy with Pia, and I miss the feeling. Like, I miss it every day. I'm sad some days that I'm not experiencing that as the person that I am today, but I'm also so extremely grateful that we have matched with this amazing woman who is going to give us this gift of life. And I have to say that I thought that I would lie in bed every night and feel so far away from the baby and worry about the baby. But I don't. It's just this weird trust that you have.
Yeah, but we've also had an amazing experience with the people who are looking after us. And I think that the communication and all the information that we're just constantly being fed with has helped. I think that's a huge part of it, because I thought about this before, saying, God, like, if we weren't getting all this information, what would it feel like? It would feel, you'd feel very disconnected.
Yeah, that's so true. There's a plane going over our house, and usually now I'd be on checking where that plane is going. But I can't.
Sounds like it just went into the sea. It stopped.
Yeah. So we're going over. We're packing up our lives basically and leaving in 8 weeks. This is what I love about you, Jamie, right? So when I go to bed, really early, and you stay up, and sometimes I'm like, what does he be doing? And sometimes you'll have a brilliant guest for me that you've researched, or you've watched some sort of documentary, and you'll be like, this is the person you should get on the podcast. When I was sick, you were doing a lot of research into cancer that helped me feel so much better. But since we went on our surrogacy journey, you've been researching the country that we're going to because we've never been there before.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're not saying what country we're going to just yet, but we will, of course, when we get there. But we are so excited to be in this country, aren't we?
I know, yeah. The place, it looks amazing. It looks beautiful, very lush and green and a gorgeous place. It looks, I'm really excited to get go exploring it. And the people that we've been dealing with have been just amazing people. So like I'm imagining the culture there is gorgeous as well as the physical nature of the country and everything else. Like I'm really excited about it.
I'm just thinking of people listening to this podcast now who haven't heard me speak about the surrogacy like this and actually how excited I am and just hearing you speak about it. I do get so excited, but I'm going to be really honest. I've had a really tough couple of months. I think I had a huge vulnerability hangover when I brought out my book just because like I went for it with the book. Actually, I got a voice memo from Angela Scanlon. I was in the bath one night and Angela Scanlon sent me a voice memo that I'll never forget in my life, telling me to go for it with the book. And you, of course, always encourage me, but sometimes you need a kind of external person to give you that kick up the arse, let's just say. And she was like, Georgie, you know, I see everything you put up. I feel like you're not talking about your book enough. Like, this is your opportunity. Go for it. And I was so blown away by her generosity of taking the time to send me that and caring for me in that way. So I did go for it. But then that, with that came a huge crash at the other side. And I was actually so sick of myself that I had to just go away for 2 months and just reevaluate. Then we went on our holidays to Mallorca, which was beautiful. But I felt, and it all came out yesterday with my therapist. Thank God it's such a breakthrough yesterday. But sometimes you have to hit that rock bottom moment to come out the other side. I had a full on panic attack in a therapy session yesterday. I felt like I was dying. And I realized in that hour that for the last 2 months, I've been completely frozen in fear. I've done nothing to get myself organized for having a baby. I feel almost like I have no place in a baby shop for some weird reason. It's just been the most insane journey. You know, I keep going, oh, I'll sort out the house next week. And everything was just getting on top of me. I was so afraid to start. And I went in, I acknowledged for the first time in a long time how I was really feeling. I was so supported by my therapist, and when I came home, by you, Jamie, thank you so much. And I feel a little bit, I feel like forward momentum today. Like I cleaned out a press today and that was really great for me. It was like all where we keep all of our champagne glasses, and I remember being like, this is going to not help me when I have a baby, but it's helping my brain today.
It's a start, baby steps, as they say.
Yeah.
So, like, I think you got to start somewhere. And I think, actually, if you think about this process for us, actually, not just from the embryo creation, which is 5 years ago, I can't even remember how long ago it was we started this process. It's been so long.
September 2020.
What's that? Three years. 3 years. So it's taken so long to get here, and now we're here and it's 8 weeks away. It probably feels like another week. Like subconsciously, you're probably like not really, because it's taken like, how many months is that? Like 3 years. It's like, you know, 30 something months to get to this point. So like, it's probably just subconsciously in there like, it's not really happening now, because like, you know, this time a year ago we were still doing the same stuff, and we were trying to get a surrogate or a new surrogate after what happened in Ukraine and all that sort of stuff. So the process has been so long, and now it's 8 weeks away. It's like, ugh. So like, I think the sort of fear and the panic attack and all that sort of stuff that may have come yesterday is like, you know, it's kind of probably quite natural. I don't know, I haven't spoke to anyone other people who are doing surrogacy about this, but whether they feel the same or whether they did it completely opposite and went and did the nursery and did all that sort of stuff. Like, we haven't done much of that stuff yet, because we also have Pia and we have all the stuff from here, like the cots and all those bits. We've done a lot of that stuff. We have it here. We just need to like put it back out where it was when Pia was born. So I think, I don't know, there's like a subconscious thing going on there where you're probably not as on it or on the ball on it, because you kind of know what to do and you're going to be ready to go, and adding that to the length of time it's taken to get here.
Yeah, I have to say I've been so supported by Kathy Wheatley, who was on the podcast a couple of seasons ago. Absolutely incredible woman. But I've been avoiding her so much because I can't even talk about it. I can't even, I haven't even been able to like talk to anyone who's been through it before because I'm so scared. And when I feel like this, I always retreat into my own shell, and that I know that's not a good place for me to be. And that's why when I went out on Thursday night with the girls, I was like, just lean into connection, because that's what I run away from. So yes, I came home yesterday, and actually I had to pull over at the side of the road after the session, just because I was just so overwhelmed. But I came home and I started, it's just so weird the way these things happen, I started to edit my Wim Hof episode. And if anybody is suffering from anxiety or panic, if they feel disconnected from themselves, if they want to help other people in their lives, if they want to be true to who they really are, their true nature, this is a conversation for you. It's very short. It's only 20 minutes long. It's coming up next. But Wim said something. I actually pressed stop when I was editing it and just sat there with the thought, because I couldn't believe the panic attack happened. And then he said this, because I don't even remember him saying it when we were recording it. But he was talking about his son in the kitchen, and his son put on this light show with glow sticks. And Wim said, you know, a glow stick, the way you have to break them first in order for them to glow. And when he said that, I was like, I think that's what happened to me today. I needed to break. I needed to acknowledge. I needed to get off the roller coaster for a second and just stop and just be for an hour and actually reevaluate where I was. So yesterday I broke, and today I'm not glowing as bright.
Cleaning cupboards. It's a start.
But I'm not glowing as bright as hopefully I will be over the next few weeks, but I'm starting to glow.
Yeah,
well,
you got to start somewhere. So it's a good start.
So when are you getting the paint to sort out the living room?
We're doing up our living room ahead of doing up the baby's room. So maybe we should flip that one around and do the baby's room first. At least it's like smaller.
And I'll leave you guys with this, which I thought was so funny and just such a reflection of where I'm at. I've bought nothing for the baby, and I went on Aldi's and bought a little pair of shoes aged 3 to 6 months. And I was looking at those shoes yesterday going, these are no good to me until I get home. I have so many more important things to do. But the importance of therapy, the importance of acknowledgement, the importance of actually telling your partner or a friend, actually, this is where I'm at, because you had no idea, because I was so frozen in fear, I couldn't even tell you.
No. Yeah, it's so important. Keep talking.
Yes. And when you say keep talking there, I know that I keep talking. But what about you? How has this been for you?
I think that one of the hardest part of it for me was when you were pregnant with Pia, I felt every kick. Like I was very, like I was walking around almost with this, like my two arms around your belly half the time, being like, don't bang into her, don't, like mind out, you know. I was probably really overprotective and stuff like that. And I'm a very handsy person, so I'm like touchy-feely. I was always like rubbing your tummy and that kind of stuff. And I've missed that. But for me, when I'm feeling a bit sort of low or a bit kind of overthinking on that stuff, I kind of just end up trying just keep fixed on the end goal. And like, I know we are going to hold our baby in our arms in 8 8 weeks' time or whatever it will be. And that kind of gets me through it. But it has been hard. It's been a totally different process to the process of you being pregnant with Pia and like seeing your belly grow and, you know, all the changes and going through all that stuff. It's been difficult and different, but like, you know, so I just keep coming back to the point of it, you know, it's bringing us on a journey that'll be very exciting to go on together as a family. And for Pia to experience it this way as well is a blessing in some ways. So, you know, it's exciting.
And as Pia calls our surrogate mother, she always says, "How is the other mother?"
The other mother. She struggles with her R's. So it's the other mother.
The other mother. And how lucky we are to have her. And how lucky I am to have you, husband of 8 years.
Oh, thank you, wife of 8 years.
What does 8 years mean? You didn't even get me a card.
Did she get me one?
No.
Did you buy me a birthday present this year?
Okay, over to Wim Hof. I'm going to give thanks to Jamie because Jamie has a direct line to Wim on this podcast. Wim is telling me he's coming to Ireland. He's coming to Sandy Cove with us.
And he sings an amazing song. So you have to join in with Wim when you hear him sing it.
Yeah. And thank you, Jamie, for getting Wim for me once again. I appreciate you so much, more than you will ever know.
Aw, I love you.
Love you too.
Hey, lovey. Hey, hey. Hi.
This is amazing already. You could just do this for the whole podcast.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I just made an album, music album.
You did?
Yeah, together with a with a composer. He's also a flamenco guitarist. And I play the guitar, but not as good as him. But my voice is okay. It's great.
Oh, my God. You're unbelievable.
Yeah, life is to be unbelievable. You know, you believe it until it becomes unbelievable. Then you don't need to believe anymore. As you show your beautiful daughter, the cornerstone of the universe is the family. And the family is an aura. That should glow like a light for all the darkness in the whole of universe.
Wim, I've spoken to you on The Good Glow before. It was the most incredible conversation. And I finished the podcast by asking you what you think of when you lie in bed at night. But I wanted to ask you a different question today. What do you think about when you open your eyes in the morning?
Ah, another morning, another opportunity to change the world. I'm in for it right now. I've been doing this for, say, consciously for 48 years now with the cold. And it's like awakening within. It happens through going into the cold and doing the breathing that creates a biochemistry, which is different, which causes different thoughts, different minding, I would say, different feelings, different consciousness. So when I start in the morning, I see and feel I have access to anything. So I always come out of bed like, good morning. I love it all. And now let's get me a cup of coffee. And then I do breathing, yeah. I do the cold, I do training, and now I got it all. I got families, I got money, I got power, I got fame, I got no shame, even shame. I even have shame, and I also have no shame. It's ridiculous what I got. But what I really think, see, feel in the morning, every morning is a real opportunity to make it a great day and full of purpose.
Because you speak that we all have the power to change our destiny. And is that what you mean about every day is a new opportunity to become a newer version of ourselves?
Yes, absolutely. I'm now busy to make it a breakthrough in neuroscience. Just recently, I showed in a brain scan to activate at will all 100% of my brain. 100%, which it was considered to be 16% we can control at will in our brain. But I showed so much more, and that I showed, like, first in a brain scan with a top surgeon, I was like the 9,500 other brain scans, more or less the same. And then half an hour later, I did it again. But in that half hour, I exercised the power of intention, the will to, hey, I want to activate it all because I need to show it in science. Once it is shown in science, in a scientific experiment, then it is adherable for the rest of humanity. Because they don't believe if I say 100% of the brain is yours, is your servant. No, they think it is 16% because that's the way we are taught through medical science, through physiology, through neuroscience, etc., etc. And so first I have to make a statement. I have to say, you are the owner of your own mind. You are the master of that mind. And as long as you are not the master of the mind will bother you until you become the master of the mind. And then it serves you for what? For the realization of our soul, our beautiful soul, and to get the drive of the greatest power of the universe there within, which is a great, immense power. It's called love. And love you bring into the family. Love it carries abstract parcels of the brain like confidence, trust, empathy, creativity, pain killing. People who are in control over their mind will not choose unhappiness over happiness.
And how do you become the master of your mind?
This is the question. We have been taught so long. How do you get a dog who has been taught to be aggressive to people to become very sweet? Because the same dog, if he would be bred differently, he would be sweet and nice and wagging his tail when he comes to you and having this soft energy over him, which makes children able to go to him because you can feel it. And then you got this aggressive dog, but actually they are both the same dog, only they are bred different. So we are bred in this society with the understanding that we have no control over our mind, like 100%, only 16. And I say now, for the first time, I say now, it's 100. Isn't that just logical, Georgie, that we have a brain that is to become within our control? Because naturally, we should feel happy, strong, and healthy. That is our true nature. That it is not, that is the mistake of the failure of our system. And this is what I teach to the people, to give them back, hey, have confidence. Because your nature is to be happy, strong, and healthy. The rest is really bullshit. And and whoever is in control in making us believe that bullshit is ours, hey man, that time is over. So here it is. It is proven. It's evidence-based. And I say every moment you have the opportunity to become that person, that natural person who is happy, strong, and healthy, and is able to pass it on to anybody from there. Because once that person is aligned with himself again, then he radiates, then he glows. So let's become that spirit of light, to become unbreakable, because that is what the soul is all about.
Beautiful. I could listen to you forever, Wim, the gift you are giving to the world. Tell me, when you say there about the dogs and they're bred a different way, what do you say to your own children?
First of all, I don't push them anything. I just show them things. Everybody is entitled to make his or her non-dog medical choice. But I can tell you, my kids are, walking in the footsteps of happiness, strength, and health, of pure confidence that they are able to change the world, that they are able to push a mission that goes past all the uncertainty, all the aggression and the raging in the world. We found it. We found it, and we bring it softly, but determined. And then I say, okay, whatever you have experienced in your youth, in the schooling system, in society, there is another reality. And that reality you have always been carrying with you. Life has not stopped with where you are. There is so much more, and it's exciting to go into that beautiful void of yourself and explore your inner depth. I want to change the world, and I am changing the world. Let me tell you that. I'm determined in that, because I think the family is number one. Not the rich people or the power people in power. The real power is in the light. And the light is in the family and nowhere else. So let's bring it back there.
It's beautiful. Thank you, Wim. Neil O'Murricu, I'm in Ireland, and Neil is one of your instructors. He came to my house and he brought his ice, he brought his bath. We made a documentary out of it. We were doing the horse dance, the breathing, life-changing.
So good, Georgie. Another thing is, I'm going to do a series in Ireland.
Are you?
Yes. And three episodes. And I said, give me six people who are very sick, addiction, depression. And I will change them in 1 week. I will bring them back to the light within themselves. In the light is health, strength, electricity, power, life power. It's all there. That life force. I will bring them back in 1 week. And you experience in one afternoon by going into an ice bath how powerful that tool is. It changes you, it makes you aware, and it discovers, it opens up the deep brain, which is part of us. And that's you experience now. But this is what I'm going to do with these people in this series, to show all of Ireland, and possibly they're going to sell those episodes worldwide as well, because I did it with the BBC in a way, with the 12 series, and now we're in Ireland. And my partner, my wife, her father comes from Ireland. And
oh my gosh.
So I always loved Ireland. I've been to Welt Rover for many spend so much. I know the whole song. I know how to play it. I know. I'm crazy about the Dubliners. I love Ireland. It's so rough. And they must have their own identity. And they have never sold their identity to the big money and the power. Sensitive people are mostly getting dominated, and then but they don't give in, and that's to me Ireland. So I'll be coming.
Yes, I hope you're enjoying my podcast today. I just wanted to thank ReproMed for supporting the Go Glow again this season. A fertility journey is so personal, and ReproMed pride themselves in taking compassionate interest in your care. Having spent time with the team, I know they will provide you with everything you need to know about treatment options in a safe, supportive, and honest environment. ReproMed has invested significantly in the past 3 years in their state-of-the-art laboratory to give their patients the best chance of success and are trusted and recommended by maternity hospitals and GPs throughout Ireland. Visit ReproMed.ie for more. Chapter 3, cold showers. I tell everybody I meet, read chapter 3 of Wim Hof's book. It will change your life. It changed my life.
Wow. Yeah, amazing. Huh? Our skin is the biggest organ of ours, and yet we cover it up all day long. And so if they, all these little muscles that are millions, endothelium they are called, are they, if they are triggered by the cold showers, then the heart rate, stress goes down, energy goes up. And that's, we're missing out on that. We have too much stress in our lives. And now we stress our hearts up because we need to perform more, more. Deadline here, deadline there. Hey, and no lifeline. Man, we got to stop this. We got to stop. Take the cold shower a day, even makes the doctor go away. But even the doctor is doing it. Don't talk too much about it. Do it. Because the self-revealing process starts when you go and take a cold shower, making your body alive.
When I got sick in 2017, I had breast cancer, and through that journey, I changed my life. But as I was in my recovery, I was sad, and my husband said to me, "You don't dance in the kitchen anymore, Georgie." And over the last 2 years, I've found a way back to dancing around my kitchen. And I know music is so important to you. Do you dance around your kitchen?
The kitchen. Anywhere else too? I got my little kid. My oldest one is 40 and my youngest is 5. And yesterday evening, he gave a light show. So he turned down the light and he had these glowing sticks. And you got to break them. And then they glow for a couple of hours. Yeah. And then he gave us all glowing sticks and we all had to dance with the glowing sticks. It was an amazing, beautiful sight. Wow, what a performer. My little son of 5, making us all dance. Because I'm here with the families, with my family in Spain. And we are building a project here to make summer and or winter retreats possible. But at the same time, we love it here. It's like we bought 500 hectares. And it's, yeah, venturing, it's like crazy. There are wild boar, deer here. It's so adventurous. It's something you don't experience in cities no more. Space, it goes so far. Yeah, you don't understand. That because you don't understand, and it is yours, it's like the brain you have never used. You have never used the 100% of your own brain. And now you get to know, hey, it's all yours. Whoa, shit, whoa. All the time we are, whoa, did you see this? Oh, I found something there. Oh, there's so beautiful. There is a river and you can swim there. You can jump there into the water. Amazing. I saw lizards here. I have never seen a green, a bright green lizard, big like this. Amazing. They are all over the property. Amazing. And so much more.
Wow.
So, yeah, here I am with the whole of family now. And but that's what we in the city, we don't understand that anymore. It's all containment, contained, like our brain. And a place where is the family should be a place of freedom. Freedom. Happiness, strength, and health. No doubt, not just a philosophical statement. We now found the proof that we are able, as parents, to grow our children into the neurological development called expanding consciousness. Because when you learn more, you expand more. And then, you become a seeker again. You become, wow. Oh, what would be there? Oh, I could do that. Oh, if I go there, you know, that excitement like a child is back. Let's bring it back because we are children of God, everybody, from since we are born until we die. And whatever a name we give it, we are just tiny. But in the time being tiny and humble, we can experience it all.
What do you say, Wim, to people who are afraid to take the leap? So we know, you know, life is short. Live your life to the full. You only get one chance. But what if you're afraid? You don't know what to do. You're stuck.
Yeah, if you learn the Wim Hof method and you learn to go into icy water, then you will not be afraid of anything anymore afterwards. Because the icy water is so strong. If you go in there and you find your control over there, then you are in connection with the deep brain. You learn to access into the deep brain and to consciously create a neural pathway to that deep brain, which you can use to encounter anything that happens inside the deep brain, which is fear. Fear happens in the deep brain, and we had no access into it because we have never learned about it. In the schools, we learn about geography and language, but not about fear and not about trust and confidence and health and happiness and strength. Those are the abstract parcels of the brain. And now we found how to access into that and to cultivate it. And with that, we are able to make the fear go away. It could be that you are no longer neurologically expanding. You are going into loops inside your brain. You should go everywhere like water. You should stream. You should flow. You should glow.
Wow, what an answer. Wow. Last question, Wim. Thank you for your time. I know it's precious. I'm grateful to you so much for this conversation. When you come to Ireland, I go and I swim in a place called Sandy Cove in Dublin. It's a beautiful part of the city. But the people I swim with are in their 80s. They're in their 90s. They are passing it down to us, telling us, get into the water. What are you afraid of? I've been doing it for years. Will you come down to Sandy Cove and swim with us if you have the time?
Of course, I have to. And it is, I'm privileged. I'm honored to do so. So, yes.
I'm going to dream about that day and hopefully we can make it happen. Dublin, Ireland loves you, Wim. Thank you so much. We will welcome you with open arms. We might even get like a little guitar session down for when we get out of the sea, if we can make that happen.
Yes, I will. I will. Yeah, I'm into anything. You know, just happy, strong and healthy. Let's show it on.
Absolutely. Leave me with one affirmation or a mantra, will you, Wim?
Yes. it's what I always say, actually. Just be happy, strong, and healthy. And the rest doesn't matter no more. We have proven it and showed it, and it is bullshit. It is not ours. So trying to find a new line in this is, when I come to Ireland, I'll be the Wild Rover again.
Thank you so much for tuning in to The Good Glow today. Before I go, I just want to let you know that our Christmas show is taking place in the National Concert Hall on the 3rd of December. We have limited tickets left. It's nearly sold out. We are going to have the most amazing Christmas music, high energy, lots of laughs, lots of inspiration. It's at 5 o'clock on a Sunday, so you can go for your girls' lunch beforehand or go for dinner afterwards. Bring your partner, there's lots of men coming too, or have your Christmas party with us. All I do know is that this is going to be a rocking Christmas party, and we are going to have you leave in the National Concert Hall with full on festive spirit, ready to take on December in the best headspace, but also we're going to leave you with lots of laughs and high energy too. So nationalconcerthall.ie for tickets. I'll leave a link in the episode show notes. Thank you to Reaper Med for supporting The Good Glow this season, and I'll see you next week.